This is Dr. Mejia, the attending for the patient Linda Swift, medical records 119-343, date of birth 5/25/1965. Referring physician, Dr. Scott Poskai, procedure performed, colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, snare cardiopulpectomy, date of the procedure April 9, 2022, indications, screening for colon cancer, family history of colon cancer, history of colon polyps, heartburn, post-op diagnosis, inflation 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, esophagitis, LA class B, number 3, polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach, number 4, internal hemorrhage, number 5, diverticulosis coli, next number, transverse colon polyp, periapteform section, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, periapteform open procedure, aspirin, double template periapteform findings, EGD findings, oropharynx appear normal, periapteform esophagus, there's erythema erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with the class B esophagitis period, biopsies were taken from mid and proximal esophagus, right? Mid-esophagus and distal esophagus allow eosinophilic esophagitis, periapteragraph. Stomach, there's mild diffuse fatty erythema in the abdomen body, biopsies taken, period. There's polyp in the body and fundus of the stomach. This was diminutive biopsies taken, period. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, periapteragraph. Colonoscopy findings and a rectum and a hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon appear normal. There's scattered diverticulosis present, period. Spinal flexure appear normal, period. In the transverse colon, there's scattered diverticulosis present, period. In the transverse colon, there's a small polyp about 8 millimeters pedunculated, removed by snare cardiopulpectomy, periapteragraph. Ascending hepatic flexure appear normal, period. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, periapteragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior flux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, start the patient on proton, isolimigrans, PO daily. Next number, follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks period. End of dictation.